Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Inox Wind Limited Q4 FY23 investor earnings conference call hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Saumil Bhatia from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, operator. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today for the fourth quarter and FY23 earnings call of Inox Wind Limited. On behalf of Systematix, I'd like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this earnings call. Today we have with us Mr. Devansh Jain, Executive Director, Inox GFL Group, Mr. Kailash Lal Tarachandani, Chief Executive Officer, Inox Wind Group, Mr. Narayan Lodha, Chief Financial Officer, Inox Wind Limited, Mr. Manish Garg, Senior General Manager, Inox GFL Group. I will now hand over the call to the management to give their opening remarks, and after that we'll open it up for Q&A. Thanks, and with that, over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, sorry for delay due to a small technical glitch. This is Kailash Tarachandani, CEO of Inox Wind. A very warm welcome to all of you on the Inox Wind quarter four financial year 2023 earnings call. The company announced its quarter four results at its board meeting held today. The results, along with the earnings presentation, is available on the stock exchanges and also on our website. I'll briefly give you an update of the business operation and outlook before we open up the floor for questions and answers. Let me first take you through major growth drivers, environment, and policy initiatives taken now. This year, we have seen a huge impetus to the wind sector. The geopolitical tensions and the resulting higher cost of fossil fuel has pushed the world towards faster adoption of renewables. Also, the Government of India has been aggressively driving to ramp up renewable energy capacity in India with an objective of reducing carbon footprint and dependence on fossil fuels. The overall target set by Government of India is to achieve 450 GW of renewables by 2030. MNRE has set up a target of floating 10 GW wind power bids every year till 2028. Coupled with the state bids, C&I, commercial and institutions, green hydrogen, and under construction pipeline, this means approximately 100 GW wind projects are expected to be commissioned by end of 2030. This will take the total wind power installed capacity to approximately 150 GW by 2030. Recently, the MNRE revised the auction process for wind energy projects to move from reverse auction to closed bidding. This, we believe, will open up the space for large investment and growth in this sector. Some of the other policy initiatives, such as the ISTS charges, the Interstate Transmission System charges, are being waived off for projects. Policy for green open access, which also reduces the open access limit for the contract demand from 1 MW to mere 100 kW, provides significant impetus to the sector. The conducive microenvironment provides a huge opportunity to the existing limited supplier in the wind energy sector as on date. Inox Wind has also witnessed to this changing microenvironment, and we are seeing a huge interest across PSUs, independent power producers, retail and captive. Inox Wind received another 200 MW during this year from NTPC. With this, the total current order from NTPC alone is 350 MW. We continue to build up excellent relationship with large PSUs, public sector, and C&I customers. There are many such opportunities being discussed today and are in various stage of finalization. Let me delve upon some of the strategic actions we have taken during this period. We have successfully commissioned our first 3.3 MW prototype wind turbine in September 2022 with 140-meter rotor dia in the state of Gujarat. The performance of the wind turbine exceeds our expectation and commercial production to start from second half of this financial year. The type certification is in final stages and expected soon. We believe that this revolutionary 3.3 megawatt turbine will provide significant growth opportunities, as many of the customers have shown keen interest, are awaiting a start of commercial sales of this turbine. We have also increased our focus on limited scope projects, where we will be pushing only supply of wind turbines and associated commissioning activities by de-scoping the balance of plant part to the customer. This will enable Inox Wind to focus more on ramping up the capacities, launching new platform to compete in the dynamic market environment and improve profitability. Further, our subsidiary, Inox Green Energy Services Limited, IGCL, had successfully completed the IPO in November 2022, raising INR 740 crores. IGCL has acquired 50% stake in IFOX Wind Technic India Limited, an independent O&M service provider. With this acquisition, an additional 230 megawatt has been added to the Inox Green portfolio, which takes the cumulative capacity to more than 3.1 gigawatt. On the execution front, NTPC's first phase of 150 megawatt and other retail orders are in full swing. The execution of NTPC's second phase of 200 megawatt has also been commenced in Gujarat. Post raising of funds through the IPO of Inox Wind, Inox Green, we have been streamlining our supply chain through the quarter four, which is now fully streamlined, and we have ramped up our 2 megawatt supply chain from the current quarter. The supply chain of 3.3 megawatts is also in place, which provides a good revenue visibility. Our current order book and execution picking pace provides a strong revenue visibility. We expect our revenues to significantly jump from the current level, and we hope to achieve profitability soon within this financial year. Inox Wind has full support of the promoter as they further infused 623 crores at virtually zero interest. The proceeds were utilized towards reducing financial liabilities. Inox Wind, with strengthened operations and projected strong cash flows, is on the path towards net debt zero company by next financial year. Let me quickly take you through the financial numbers. With respect to our revenues and EBITDA compared to corresponding year, total revenue for the last quarter was 197 crore against revenue of 184 crore in the previous quarter. EBITDA loss of was 25 crore in quarter 4 financial year 23 against EBITDA loss of 238 crores in quarter 4 FY22. With respect to corresponding financial year, total revenue was this year was 751 crores in financial year 23 against revenue of rupees 655 crores in last financial year. EBITDA loss was 242 crore negative in financial year 23 against EBITDA loss of 282 crores in financial year 22. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Devansh Jain for his remarks, post which we will take the question and answer.
Thank you, Kailash. It's good to be back with this earnings call. As many of you would have known, during our DRHP phase, we had to stop having our periodic conference calls for Inox Wind. Suddenly, we are back with this after almost 6 quarters, and we hope to carry on with this throughout the lifetime of our company. The wind sector has seen some of the most challenging years, but I am proud of the fact that we have managed to sail through and are one of the select few survivors. We've had no doubts on the future of this industry and its growth opportunity, though we had to take huge pain in the interim 4 to 5 years. I can confidently say that the worst is behind us, and FY23 marks a turning point, not just for us, but also for the sector. The global push towards renewables and the Government of India's vision provides a strong growth map for the industry. The government has taken all the right steps and initiatives and removed hurdles to bring back investments and growth into the sector. This, along with all the strategic actions which we have taken over the past 12 months, which Kailash just took you through, we are now very strongly positioned. We've always had faith in IWL and have supported it with all our might. It is now the time to reap the benefits. We are sitting on a large order book. The new 3.3 megawatt turbine would also substantially add to our revenues and profitability as we move forward. I am very confident of Inox Wind turning profitable in this financial year. I believe the wind sector will be one of the fastest growing sectors going forward and will add significant value for all our stakeholders. With this, let's open up the floor to question and answers. We have Manish, Narayan, Kailash and of course me on the call to take questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhavya Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Devansh. A couple of questions. Why are we not seeing any reduction in debt despite doing a IPO promoter raising, infusing so much money and doing QIP? Why has there been no debt reduction?
Hi, Bhavya. I'm not sure where you are picking that up from, but frankly speaking, we've paid back 600 crores of interest-bearing advances to the parent company, so that's knocked off more than 60 crores of annual interest cost to Inox Wind. Over and above that, we've used proceeds of the preferential allotment and the warrants to reduce the debt at Inox Wind. In fact, if you look at our presentation, it takes you, if you look at one of the salient points, it says in the previous quarter, say until Q3, our interest cost used to be approximately 95 crores a quarter. In this quarter, it's come down by 26 crores to 69 crores. And we've already stated that in Q1, we are already sub 45 crores, which will keep reducing as we move from one quarter to another. So effectively what we're doing is from 95 odd crores, we've already come down to 45 crores within one quarter.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm not able to see debt reduction in the balance sheet. Anyway,
the balance sheet, mein, Bhavya, one of the things which is maybe confusing you is, if you notice, there's a asterisk which says there's 600 crores of press capital. That was the 600 crores that the promoters pumped in. So that is that is coming in your borrowings as well, but that is long-term equity for the company. So if you remove that 600 crores, you will be in sync with what I'm saying.
Correct. Understand. Thanks. And second question was, a few days back, there was an announcement of a registered office being changed for IWEL from Gujarat to Himachal Pradesh. So just wanted to know the rationale behind it. Are we planning any reverse merge or something like that?
So as we've also announced, along with our board meeting notes, which have been uploaded to the stock exchanges, with the larger objective of simplifying the group structure and keeping simpler operational efficiency and not having multiple entities on the wind side, the board in its wisdom has decided to appoint a valuer as well as a merchant banker to evaluate the possibility of merging Inox Wind and Inox Wind Energy Limited. As many of you would know, Inox Wind Energy Limited is a plain vanilla holding company of the wind business. So once we've, since the board has already approved it in this ensuing board meeting, once the report of the valuer and the merchant banker is placed to the board may decide to go ahead with the merger of IWEL with IWL. Hello?
So the line for the current participant seems to have dropped from the question queue. We have the next participant with the next question, Sanika Kemani. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, sir. I just want to ask, like, we have done a growth of 14% on a year-on-year basis, 14 to 15%. So I want to know if we're looking at a higher growth number, say 20-30% in the next financial year, or are we looking at the same growth rate of 10 to 15%?
I think we're looking at a multiplier growth, not 40-15. We expect it to be multiple times. from the current I mean,
okay.
A good barometer would be the balance sheet is well capitalized. We have a very large order book. We have the right product mix. We have all the working capital challenges sorted behind us. And if you look at our order book, presently it's almost 7,000 crores. We expect, well, I won't give forward-looking numbers in terms of what our guidance could be. We don't do that. But we expect the current financial year, FY24, to be a multiple times multiplier of the revenues we achieved in FY23.
Okay, and what will promote this kind of growth? Like, I just want to understand that.
I mean, I think Kailash did take you through the sectors back. It's not what will promote this kind of growth. I think the sector has been down for the past 5 years. The sector is now back strongly. Policy issues are behind us. COVID issues are behind us. We are one of the select few survivors. We are well capitalized. We have all our working capital issues behind us. Interest costs have come down substantially for us and will keep reducing as we move forward. I think that's what is going to lead to significant growth in this business. I'm sure you read the newspapers every day. The hottest subject globally, not just in India now, is climate change and renewable energy.
Yes, yes, yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gokul Raj from Bavaria Industries Group. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you are audible. Go ahead.
Hi there. First of all, when they're not announcing or executing on all the strategic initiatives that they've been speaking on, see, on this announcement on the appointment of valuer, what's the general timeline? What would be your best guess in terms of timeline?
Manish?
So, in terms of timeline, we are, you know, not really, you know, specific about it. Still, we have just appointed the valuer for the evaluating the proposal of the merger of IWN and IWEN. And as, you know, will unfold, accordingly we will take it forward.
What I would simply say is the registered office shifted about a month back. And, you know, keeping in mind the larger objectives, we are progressing with a clear plan. I think we had a clear strategic plan for Inox Wind, Inox Green over the course of the past 12 months. There would have been plus, minus one quarter, two quarter here and there, depending on how the markets, public markets are when we IPO'd. But I think we've executed on all our commitments. Similarly, we've had feedback from investors, from bankers, and ourselves that effectively there's no point having so many entities. So it was always good to merge the holding entity with the operating entity. And I think we've been moving towards that target. Now, you know, we don't want to get into specific timelines, but I think in the near future, the merchant bankers and the viewers should present their valuation to the board. And depending on what the board decides, we'll proceed or not proceed with the merger.
Okay. And assuming that the merger goes through, what would be the net debt to external holders or after, say, assuming the merger goes through?
The debt, I mean, IWEL has no debt. So the debt won't change with the merger.
I'm asking more from, because there's all the non-convertible stuff which becomes equity once the merger happens, right? So I'm just trying to understand how the balance sheet look like of the merged entity.
No, so the balance sheet will get strengthened because effectively whatever IWEL has given to IWL, effect in terms of quasi-equity instruments, all get cancelled out and become equity. So the balance sheet of the merged entity will only be stronger. And there is no debt here, there is no debt instrument. So effectively, whatever preferential capital there is, non-convertible preference shares there are from IWEL to IWL, all of it will just get merged into the consolidated entity.
Got it. And in terms of the order book for the new turbine, how are you seeing it? Maybe when would we start seeing the large orders coming in?
Kailash? For the new turbine 3.3, when do we see?
No, we are already in discussion with quite a few customers. And
sir, sorry to interrupt. The line for you is not very audible. It's very low in volume. We request you to please speak closer to the mic.
Okay.
So, no, I think with respect to the larger turbine, the discussions are on. As I said, that there is a discussion now anytime, and this should, you know, we will be, we have already planned entire supply chain for the second half of this year. Accordingly, discussions are on with customers, discussions are on with clients, and we will be announcing some good news very soon.
Okay. And I have a question on INOX Wind. Should I ask it in a separate call or can I just do it on this call?
On INOX Wind, if you could please do it on a separate call. We have a separate management team for that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Best wishes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry, I got cut out of the call earlier. Devansh, sorry. We have guided that FY24 we will turn PAT positive. Can you just throw some light as to how many megawatt installations we'll be doing in FY24 and around what revenue and margins we can do?
Look, Bhagya, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to share specific numbers. What's relevant is that we've said this, that we're aiming to do at least 500 megawatts over the course of this financial year. I think we are well positioned in all respects, be it execution, be it supply chain, be it our order book, be it our working capital limits, be it our balance sheet strength. So I think that's what we're going to gun for. I'm not going to get into specific margins on EBITDA and PAT. But we are extremely confident this year is going to be a PAT positive year for us. We are working towards achieving our long-term objective, which is get back to our historical EBIT margins, which typically used to be about 15 to 16% till the sector shut down. All I can say is with our new product, the 3.3 megawatt turbine, we should be able to achieve that. Naturally, over the course of this financial year, we have a significant amount of play of the 2 megawatts still from our carry forward orders from NTPC and others. And we have the 3 megawatt kicking in from H2 of this financial year. But over the next financial year, which may be FY25, I think we should certainly be aiming and achieving a 15% EBIT margin.
That's a really very encouraging commentary. Really look forward for good numbers going ahead. All the best. Thank you.
We ourselves are very excited, Bhavya. I wish we could announce Q1 numbers and not Q4 numbers. We waited for a long time to get the company back in action, and I'm happy to say that we are strongly back in action.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question to ask, you may press star and 1. Participants who wish to ask questions, you may press star 1. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Saumil Bhatia for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So on behalf of Systematix, I would like to thank Mr. Devansh Jain for giving us this opportunity to host the earnings call. Trust me, sir, we all learned a lot on INOX Wind and your sector today. Thanks a lot once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.